don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Special edition on board the Caribbean Explorer One Live Aboard in the Bahamas. As you hear, there's Bob Marley playing in the background. Oh, yeah. We're jamming, man, aren't we, Abby?
Yes, we're rustifying it up.
It's in the Bahamas, but hey, if still, you know, Bob Marley kind of fits the mood. Him, Jimmy Buffett, the whole crew, they've been through here so at one time or another.
And I just put my hair in dreadlocks, so it really makes sense. It fits the mood.
Absolutely. Now, as we said, we recorded the first hour after 3 days of diving off the coast of San Salvador in the Bahamas. Now we find ourselves anchored in the evening off the coast of Conception Island. Now, Captain Lowell's with me. Now, Captain Lowell, Conception Island, I'm guessing it came about its name. What do? Drop off, couples and they conceive, and that's how it kind of came to be, or what?
That's how many children got their name. It was named after the island.
Exactly. It only makes sense. It's a very romantic. Yeah, there's beaches and waterfall type, you know, spouts and things off the rocks, right, Abby? Are you kind of in the mood or what?
With the exception of being here with you, Greg, yes, it could potentially be a very romantic place.
Well, thank you, I think.
You're a mood killer, Greg. You're a mood killer.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, Conception Island, what do we really know about this place? It is like a bird sanctuary, right, Captain Lowell?
This is correct. I talked to one of the people that work at Stellamaris, another resort on Long Island, and they said that it is a bird sanctuary and you're not allowed to shoot birds.
Okay, no bird shooting, but you can look at them, and you can listen to them, and you can talk to them. We actually took the dinghy into a little cove, and it was pretty cool because we actually did a little river float, almost like back in the day when we floated down the Weekiwachee Spring River. Remember that, Abby? That's kind of what it was like today, wasn't it?
Yeah, the difference is we traded manatees in the Weekiwachee River we had some nerf sharks and turtles and a few other little creatures that were swimming with us, so it was great.
Yeah, we were just cruising along with the current, and there's mangroves lined on each side. It was pretty impressive, and there were lots of birds making weird noises, and I don't know, Corey, one of the dive master guys, was making a weird noise back, and they started talking. It was kind of freaky. But he was communing with nature, I guess. I don't know.
I think it was a mating call.
Is that what it was? Well, you know, he's been at sea a little bit too long, hadn't he, Captain Lowell?
It's lonely on the boat for 10 weeks straight.
And the flow was also interesting because little did you know, Greg, this is the one time you should have had your video camera, I was actually attacked by a sand crab.
What do you mean you were attacked by a crab? I don't get this.
Well, I was minding my own business, admiring nature in its rawest form, and I looked down, and there's a crab crawling up my arm, and I flung my arm, and where did the crab go? Into my face and into my hair. So, of course, I reacted like I was on fire and got up and started bouncing around all over the place, got rid of the crab, and looked around and realized that nobody witnessed it, and I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah, you were actually off by yourself. It was kind of like you were banished away from the group. What was up with that?
Well, I'm kind of like Columbus, you know? I wanted my own plaque down in the water somewhere, so that's what I'm going for, Greg.
It was either that or being eaten by crabs.
And there was a strong current, so, you know.
Exactly. Well, winner. You're just going with the flow. That's what you do here in the Bahamas, you know? Conception Island, the diving, let's talk a little bit about what we've experienced the last day or so here. Well, any standouts in your mind? A lot of geography, A lot of underwater canyons and swim-throughs, similar to San Salvador. But what stood out in your mind, Abby?
Well, I will say that the dives that we did today, it was just a great dive for all the different fish that we saw. We saw some sharks. We all saw a hammerhead. The turtles were active. And it was just a beautiful sight to come to. And you have the reef, as always, which never disappoints. But it was just a great kind of final last solid day of diving. So happy, all around happy.
Yeah, on this dive we saw a Caribbean reef shark, we saw a hammerhead and a turtle all on the same dive. And that was impressive in its own right. Now, we're literally sitting in the wheelhouse of the Caribbean Explorer 1, just off the coast of Conception Island. And Abby is sitting in the captain's chair right now. Do you feel special right now, Mermaid Abby?
I feel powerful. Everybody's lives are in my hand, and I can steer this boat wherever I like.
And I got to say, you know, it is just, it's kind of dark, and we got the radar going, the whole thing, the Bob Marley's playing in the background. It's kind of like a whole mood lighting thing you got going on here, Captain Lowell. It's like the radar doubles as a lava lamp. Is that kind of how you kind of get in that whole California vibe?
I'm just scared of the dark. That's all. I need more light at night.
That's it. Okay, he's scared of the dark. That's our captain.
I think he's got this whole place hooked up like a bachelor pad. That's what I think.
Is it working for you, Abby?
I got to say, it's a pretty nice little place up here. I could get used to being in the wheelhouse and driving this boat around.
Well, you already have done that once, right? You risked the entire crew here, not let alone the passengers, the other day when you were running this boat.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of different titles, and I think it's time to add captain to that list. So I say we need to get on that and make this a more continual thing for me.
I don't think so. Let's just move on and talk about the diving instead. Because really, that's what people come here for when they spend a week on the Caribbean Explorer 1 level board. And, you know, we've seen some pretty cool stuff from hammerheads, Caribbean reef sharks, nurse sharks, turtles, pretty much all across the board type of stuff of what you would want to see when you're out diving. And Captain Lowell, how does it stand out in your mind as far as this week of diving, what we've seen so far? I know tomorrow we got a big shark dive, you know, a little icing on the cake, the cherry on top, so to speak. But what we've seen this week, fairly typical for the Caribbean Explorer 1 or what?
You come at a right time where the water's a little bit cooler and the hammerheads start coming up from the deeper waters, and you get the experience of seeing the hammerheads during this time of year. It starts around February on until early-ish May, so it's right at the waning point of it.
Now, do you have a favorite critter you like to look for underwater? Because I see you were out on a lot of the dives, as many as you possibly could yourself.
I usually just like seeing the hammerhead sharks. I'm into bigger pelagics. I'm not too much into the macros life.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that Claire, one of the dive masters on the boat, I think this is her second week, right? She's from what, Scotland?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get used to her accent.
Yeah, exactly. Who isn't? But, you know, it's a very international crew, but she has a little thing about sharks. But ironically, on every dive that we saw sharks, it was Claire who spotted them first. You think that was ironic there, Abby? Was that just, you know, how it was meant to be for her?
It's either ironic or a defense mechanism. I'm not sure which one it is, but she was on top of it. She saw those sharks, and she was notifying the rest of us, and we whipped out our cameras and got a few shark shots in there.
Yeah, she has like a shark sense. You think that's true, Captain Lowell? You think she's going to get over that fear? Because she definitely seems to be a little antsy about seeing sharks underwater.
Well, I hope not if it brings the sharks in. Last week she did her first shark dive that we do every Friday, and she had a shark swimming around her head for about 20 minutes, and it was a little bit unnerving for her, to say the least.
Yeah, so she's used to, like, the Irish pubs and stuff like that, but not necessarily shark swimming. Oh,
she's Scottish.
Well, then maybe it's not Irish. The Scotch whiskey. Is that it?
And, you know, I think she might actually be, maybe the sharks like Scotch. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that they smell the Scotch on it, you know, oozing through her skin. Could that be it, Captain Lowell?
I hope not. It's a dry boat until Friday around 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
Well, that Scotch would be oozing out probably about Monday or Tuesday. You know, still, it'd be lingering out there in the water.
Gin fan. She likes
gin. Okay. Well, maybe it's gin.
Either way, I think she's the shark whisperer. Something about her draws the sharks near, whether it's the Scotch or some kind of, like, extra sense that she has. She can communicate.
Tell us about this shark dive we're going to do tomorrow. This is going to be, like I said, the cherry on top of the banana split of diving that we've had all week here.
Salamaris is the resort out of Long Island, and they've been feeding the sharks for quite some time now. And we do not feed the sharks on this dive, but it's kind of like Pavlov's dogs. They hear the boat engine coming in. They know that it might be a feed, so they come around the boat. We usually get around 4 to 5, sometimes up to 8 reef sharks getting within about 2 to 3 feet of us at all times.
So it makes quite the photo op if you want to get a shark shot in for the week, right?
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, you have Nassau grouper. You have around 40 to 50 barracuda. It's overall just a great spot even without the sharks.
Yeah, now we've seen some sharks throughout the week here on the boat on the different islands. Actually, every island we've seen sharks. But they've usually been off a little bit away, so haven't been able to get a great shot real close. So this really is the opportunity for the photographers, the videographers, the mermaid cam operators to get their official shark shot in. Are you ready, Abby?
Yes, I want my shark shot. I do. I've got my camera ready, and I haven't had that award-winning photo yet on this trip. I've got a lot of great photos of fish and turtles, but I want that killer shark photo.
Killer, that will be the icing on the cake for you, huh?
Not killer sharks. I mean, killer as in amazing shark photo.
Well, so you hope. You're having some kind of issue, and you were thinking that maybe we could just use you as a chum for the dive tomorrow.
Well, you know, on my little snorkel trip today, I got into a little something in the sand, and I have a few bites on my skin. And
crabs.
Yeah.
And crabs bit you.
That's what it is. But either way, everyone on the crew is saying that I have some kind of flesh-eating virus now, and so the most logical thing would be to throw me in the water tomorrow and chum up the waters, and the sharks will come running or swimming, and everyone can have their photo op.
Yeah, it'd be a feeding frenzy, and that would make a great photo opportunity for everyone on board. You'd take that for the team, wouldn't you?
I'm always taking one for the team, Greg, always.
Okay, here's what we need to do. Why don't we put you in the mermaid outfit, have you do your whole Mermaid Abby thing, and put you on the shark dive tomorrow. How you feel about that?
Well, you know, I've already been attacked by a grouper on this trip, and they don't even have sharp teeth. And now you're wanting to put me in with all these swimming sharks. It's a little questionable, Greg.
Well, you know, we've done the mermaid thing with the great whites, and you scared the great whites out of the water. When we did this thing with Oscar, the grouper, basically, yeah, he came and tried to take your top off, but then other than that, he split every time you tried to swim towards him.
Yeah, Oscar takes my top off, the shark takes off my leg. Whatever, you know, it's an even trade.
I think the sharks will be spooked once again. I think there's something about being Super Abby the mermaid or something that just freaks these animals out, and they just don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, then I'm sure all of the guests on the boat will really appreciate me and my mermaid tail out there scaring off all the sharks on their final day.
But then again, that may not be the case, and you may be eaten right in front of them, and that would be great video.
And that would probably lead to really good tipping, I would think, and rebooking.
It would be something that they'd have to do on a weekly basis. I mean, they don't do a shark feed. But what about a mermaid feed? You ever thought about that, Captain Lowell?
If you just keep bringing them, it'll be fine.
Okay, we got three. We could at least get through 3 weeks of mermaid feeds here on the Caribbean Explorer 1.
Greg, I'm going to call week 3.
Okay, fair enough. And then we'll go alphabetical. So it'll be Denise, Mermaid Denise on the first week, Nikki, and assuming both of those are eaten, you'll have week 3. You have my word.
Yeah, I say we test this theory out on the other two mermaids, and then we'll see where I go from there.
No, I think we ought to do it tomorrow. Yeah, because we get our shark dive tomorrow.
And this is a really good time to announce to your listeners that we're having mermaid tryouts right now. So come on board. Audition to be a Scuba Radio mermaid.
More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky.
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle. Come on.
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
I am the man in black, but I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Super Radio, the wetsuit's coming. 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 Super Radio.
Yeah, you know, you do look a little more fit and trim in a wetsuit, and in a waterproof wetsuit, you look marvelous, because that's actually what we've been diving in. I've been diving a waterproof wetsuit for the last couple years here, and of course, I've used this on the Caribbean Explorer 1 liveaboard. Mermaid Abby has been using one in between her mermaid shtick, and first time using a waterproof wetsuit. How's it been holding up for you?
Well, Greg, I'm wearing my wetsuit now because it's just that comfortable. I've been sleeping in it. And then we had a formal dinner tonight, kind of a Thanksgiving-style dinner. And I wanted to dress up, so I actually wore my waterproof wetsuit.
Yeah, and they made her get up and leave because there's supposed to be no wet gear in the salon.
Well, in all honesty, it's a great suit. I'm lucky that we were able to get this suit before this trip, and I've broken in. I've been on every single dive. I've been diving hard, and my wetsuit has been comfortable every step of the way, and I just haven't found that before. I've been in other wetsuits, and they're just uncomfortable and tight in the wrong spots, and you just can't maneuver around quite as well.
Yeah, I told you, didn't I? I said, hey, we're going to hook you up with a waterproof wetsuit, and you're going to love this. So I steered you in the right direction, didn't I?
There's nothing more that I hate in the world than to admit that you were right, Greg. But yes, you were right. It is an amazing wetsuit.
Yeah, waterproof-gear.com on the web. You can check it out and find out where the dealer is near you so you can pick up one as well. Now, we're diving 3 mil capri style waterproof wetsuits here in the Bahamas, because that's really all we need. But I got to tell you, I mean, we've been, I don't know, the water temps have been averaging anywhere from like 75 to 79 degrees, and that's definitely 3 mil for a warm water wuss like myself. And when you get cooler down at depths of like 70-80 feet, you hit a thermocline, it does get down there to like, you know, 74-75. It comes in handy because a 3 mil wetsuit on a waterproof wetsuit actually probably protects you more like a 5 mil, I would say.
It definitely feels like it. I mean, we've had some major thermoclines, and I've been relatively comfortable in the wetsuit. I mean, as far as staying warm, my face freezes, but other than that, I feel fine and dandy.
This is true. Her face just forms ice crystals. It's kind of freaky.
That's,
you know, it kind of freezes that happy look on her face.
It's better than Botox, baby.
Okay, whatever you say. Now, I will say, though, the waterproof wetsuits, not only do they keep you warm, but like you said, they are extremely comfortable. And they're made up of many, many panels. So there's a lot of stitching on a waterproof wetsuit, which kind of gives it a little bit more style than your typical wetsuit. But there's actually some function behind this fashion statement. Do you know what it is, Abby?
What the function is?
Yeah, why they have so many panels. Why do they do that?
Well, I'm going to take a shot here and say that it's for the overall comfort, because you don't feel the stitching. It's not rubbing up against your skin. And also for flexibility. It's got a lot of these little panels in between by your arms, your elbows, and your knees that just allow it to bend more naturally to your body and to contour to the natural shape of your own body.
Yeah, well, that's actually very close. They design the wetsuits and sculpt the wetsuits with different panels to the form of your body. So, yeah, you were, that's it in so many words.
So, essentially, you're saying mine's a masterpiece.
Actually, it is, kind of. Sure. They piece the stuff together, use higher quality neoprene. That's why they hold up better. What's ironic is Abby literally has a brand new waterproof wetsuit. I have had one for 2 years, and you can't tell them apart. Mine looks brand spanking new, and I have been diving this thing quite a bit.
Yeah, you've had it on. Actually, I will have to say that you've worn this suit, your wetsuit, on almost every single dive that we've been on. And it does look brand new. I mean, the color's still in tip-top shape. There's not a tear in sight. And I had no idea it was 2 years old.
Yeah, and I'm styling in this thing. I mean, it works for me, don't you think?
Come
on, we're off the coast of Conception Island. Cut me a break.
It's definitely helping out your look, Greg. It's definitely a fashion statement for you. You're looking hip.
In the dark. Is that what you're saying?
On the night dives.
I knew there was some stipulation she had to throw in there. All right, look, we're going to literally take a tour of the Caribbean Explorer 1 with audio and give you a little taste, a little view behind the scenes of what it's like to be on a liveaboard. Stay close. It's coming up next.
Scuba Radio. Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Alright, it's just after dark on the Caribbean Explorer One liveaboard here in the Bahamas off the coast of Conception Island in the Bahamas. Now, we're on the sun deck or the promenade deck, I don't know, the top deck. And a lot of times they set up lunch out here, and of course they got some lounge chairs, and you can work on your tan during your surface interval for the diving for the week. But I figured, you know, what's one of the most important things on a liveaboard, even though you don't spend much time other than sleeping there, the accommodations and your quarters, so to speak, on the boat are very important when it comes to making you happy for a week on a boat. Right, Abby? Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, you've got to have comfort. After you do all of these dives, your body's tired, and you need a good little place to call your temporary home for a week.
Exactly. So let's go into the top deck here off the sun deck. And we're going to go into my cabin. All right, let's open the door here. We're going through the hallway. Let's see. It's cabin number 9. We're going to walk in. That's number 9. Number 9. You know, notice how quiet it is. Everything has changed. There's no engine noise or anything.
Yes, it is nice, relaxing, and very zen-like in your room, except for the odor.
Excuse me?
But I'm assuming that's from you, not the boat.
Oh, thank you. All right, so I got a sink. I got the whole thing working for me, a double bed, and there's a bunk on top of that if you want to, you know, share rooms with somebody or double up with someone. Now, I have my own shower and marine head. You know, these are little, you know, it's no different than a typical bathroom, so to speak, but a little bit smaller because you're on a boat. But the thing that always gets me is these marine heads. They do operate differently than a standard toilet, don't you think?
Well, it's basically like an airline toilet. It's got a lot of suction, so when you flush it, you better get out of the way because you could lose an article of clothing.
Well, let's try this. Let's see what happens.
Do it.
All right, let's see. Press this button here. Whoa, hi! Whoa, hello. Oh, that's impressive. Feel the suction. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
This show has totally gone down the toilet, Greg.
Yes, it has. That's a bunch of crap. All right, more coming up. We'll go to different parts of the boat and avoid the marine heads, I promise.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dude, an ancient sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you love. lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings, and anything you want. That's why I have to sing into Ilucha.
Oh yeah.
Into Inagua, bend that feet into Long Island, all
Long
right
Island,
like Grand Bahama.
Grandpa,
and Walker's King. You can go with me. Come on. You'll be my name. Everybody, let me hear you. Do it.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
You know, a trip to the Bahamas would not be complete without having the official Bahamas Bimini song. It mentions Long Island. We're going there tomorrow for a shark dive. And the Clipsonians do that song. And it's very Bahamian. It has that vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's probably more appropriate than listening to Jimmy Buffett and Bob Marley. Even those are acceptable in the Bahamas as well, especially when you're doing a dive trip in the Bahamas. But you know, we'll go with Clipsonians anytime. Now, we just came from the crapper, and we've moved back out onto the sun deck. And I was talking to Abby about, you know, she's got a waterproof wetsuit. That was brand new for her this week. She also has been capturing the excitement of, you know, both topside and below water on her new Bonica HD DV underwater camera. And we've kind of called this thing the unofficial Scuba Radio Mermaid Cam, thanks to our friends at Bonica. How's this thing working out for you, Abby?
Actually, this video camera has been working out great, and I am recording you right now as we do the show.
You know, I look as good as I sound. You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. But even this camera is high definition, so you really are seeing things exactly how they appear underwater. There's not a lot of color distortion. We've also got a filter that you can put on there. Pictures come out great. You can do not only video footage, but you can also do still shots as well. And it's just easy playback modes. You can look at what you've done very quickly in the water. You can evaluate your work. And out of the underwater housing, it functions as just a small, high-definition video camera. And like I said, me and Greg are on it right now. You can probably check it out on the website.
Yeah, bonicadive.com. And we will have the Mermaid Cam footage posted at scubaradio.com that Mermaid Abby shot with this, literally with no experience whatsoever. I said, here's the camera, start shooting it and see what you get. And, you know, for about $1,000, I don't even think it costs that much. Maybe it might be $9.95, something like that. You can get one of these Bonica HD DV camera systems that is not only HD, you know, an HD camera, it's an HD underwater camera housing. It has a double layer protection. It's enclosed in a silicone skin, and then you actually put it in the housing, so you have a double layer of protection. It's like almost idiot proof for camera leaks, and I figured that'd come in handy with Mermaid Abby, you think?
Well, we haven't had any major casualties with the camera. It has been in good shape. And also, the silicone cover is also nice because you can take the camera out of the plastic housing. And then if you're in an environment where you're maybe a little concerned about your camera getting scratched, the silicone also serves as a protective layer for that. And it looks cool.
And it looks cool. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Talk diving or tell Greg the dive master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving? Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Will we snorkel?
Daphne, you're making me blush.
Now, did you know about the show? Did you know about our little show called Scuba Radio?
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
Don't want to hear about no traffic problems and all the headaches of land-based things. No, no,
no.
We only care about what's underwater, because we'd all rather be diving.
Now you know
about our show.
So far, it kind of blows.
Now you know about our little show called Scuba Radio. We're talking diving. Here we go.
Here we go, bud.
With the show.
Come on with the show, bud.
Here we go with our little show called Scuba Radio.
You're going to get accidentally shot.
Oh, for the love of God! Somebody get the charge of life!
Disgraceful. Have you anything to say?
Well, we moved out to the dive deck, so what the heck? What are you going to do? Matter of fact, Corey, one of the crew members, is here. He just got back from the night dive. How was it, Corey?
It was pretty fantastic. Saw a sleeping turtle, a couple of Spanish lobsters. It was a good dive.
Now, how did you know the turtle was sleeping?
Well, he was not moving underneath the rock. So unless he's trying to feed, I would say he's sleeping.
All right. Okay, I'll go with that. He was, he could have been faking it. You never know. But it was a good night dive.
Absolutely.
Very typical here on board the Caribbean Explorer 1, I guess, huh?
Absolutely. So everything I needed to see. So
nice. All right, let's move over to Kevin. Now, last hour, we actually were talking to Kevin before he got in the water. This time, he's actually just got out of the water from his night dive here off the coast of Conception Island. How was it, Kevin?
It was great. Had a real good time.
Saw the sleeping turtle, I take it?
Turtle wasn't home.
Wasn't home? What do you mean?
A couple lobster down there and the nice, cutest little drum you ever saw.
Cool. What else? Anything? Little jellyfish floating by? Anything else like that or what?
Not noticeable. Not that you're going to spend and hover over. We were looking for the turtle.
Any octopus?
No.
No octopus on this dive. But it was a great night dive. Last night dive of the trip, I guess, right?
How can you go wrong diving? That's
why this is true. It's better down where it's wetter, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. All right, let's
changes
move.
Changes in latitude.
There you go. All right, Abby, let's move on in and talk to some of the other folks here. I mean, we're running out of time. I can't, there's so much to talk about here when you're on board a liveaboard with the folks from Explorer Ventures. Everybody's having so much fun. They want to talk about their favorite dive, what they saw. I mean, one of the things that stood out in my mind this week was we actually saw a school of midnight parrotfish, which is, fairly common in the Bahamas, but a little rare. I mean, I've seen them before, but I got some great video of those critters, and they're quite colorful, and they're dark blue hue. Have you ever seen anything like that, Abby, those midnight parrotfish?
I actually had never seen midnight blue parrotfish, but I was intrigued by the fish because they're pretty large. There was a big school of them, and they were just kind of frolicking around, and they don't really make sense. They're very odd looking.
What do you mean they don't make sense? What do you, like their little pig nose? Is that what you're talking about?
The structure of their head is very odd. It almost reminds me of a manatee, which I'm sure all of your listeners will disagree. But it looks
You're right. It does. They kind of have the face of a manatee and the body of a parrotfish, but they're dark blue.
And they get their name because they've got these like tiny little fins on the side, and they really do look kind of bird-like in their movement. So you've got this manatee head, the body of a fish, and then these little wings. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's like a fictional character out of some kind of Dr. Seuss book.
Well, we were kind of deep, so I don't know. Jeff is with us, one of the crew members. What do you think, Jeff? Could that be the case? Is it manatee meets fish?
I think it's parrot meets fish.
What do you mean?
Well, that's why a parrotfish looks like a parrot, because, well, the way that its nose is curved, it does slightly look like a parrot. But
oh, the snout of them. Okay, I guess you could say it looks like a manatee or a parrot, since it's a parrotfish.
Well, I have never seen a manatee.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious, Jeff.
Well, that's exactly what I'm here for, is to point out the blatantly obvious.
Okay.
Well, you would say that, but you're just not thinking outside of the box, Jeff. That is the problem here. Lack of creativity and imagination.
Or lack of narcosis, because I think that is what hit her when she was down at about 110.
I am a nitrox diver, so unfortunately I don't get nitrogen narcosis. I'd love to. In fact, I miss nitrogen narcosis quite a bit, but my boss won't let me dive on air.
Multi-level diving and multi-days of diving, nitrox is the way to go. And so do all the crew here on the Caribbean Explorer 1, they all do nitrox?
Yeah, we all swear by nitrox here, just because we are averaging 3 to 4 dives per day. And considering that, you know, we're diving, that would be about 20 dives per week. The amount that we're in the water, the nitrox is just by far the best way to do it. We're fresher when we get out of the water. Our heads are more with us to a certain extent when we're on surface, on land as well. So all in all, it is definitely a better choice.
I would agree with you. I have not been diving nitrox this week, even though I am nitrox certified. And it has cut into my dive time because basically I'd have to cancel out a dive or so to do a nap to catch up. You know what I mean? And it was because I wasn't diving nitrox, wasn't it?
Sure, yeah. Well, all those naps that you and Abby have been having on the sun deck after each and every dive, yeah, that definitely has been the case.
Yeah, it is interesting, though. When she's laying out on the sun deck, she's literally covered up. What's up with that, you think?
Well, I don't know. I thought we should have a little bit more time in the bikini, but unfortunately it seems that she's just covering herself more and more each time and every day.
Abby, care to comment on this?
Burkas are coming back into fashion. That's all I'm saying. I cover up, you know, everybody knows that I had a little bit of sun exposure today on our snorkel trip, and as a result, I have severe sunburns.
That or a flesh-eating virus. We're not sure.
It might be a combination of the two, but either way, it's uncomfortable, and all the aloe in the world isn't going to change that. So I go on the sun deck. I like the feel of the sun. I just happen to put several layers of towels over me to avoid the sunburn.
Ra, the sun god, is not your friend, I think is what you're saying.
No, he's not a friend of my legs right now either.
Well, with the exception of a little too much sun, is there any downside to working on a liveaboard like this, Jeff?
Well, too much sun on my five head definitely is pretty bad right now because the glare apparently off of my head, as said by some passengers, is a little too much. But aside from, you know, living every day in the Bahamas and sailing around and doing, you know, 3 to 4 dives per day and watching women run around in bikinis, yeah, my life's pretty good.
Yeah, you hear that, bikini, Sabby? He was looking at you when he said that, but you're wearing, like, you know, cover-ups and all kinds of weird things.
So you're saying bikinis, not burkas, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to say I heart bikinis, I don't heart burkas. Burkas bad, bikinis good.
Well, I'll pack a little more SPF 50 next time, and we'll see.
I have SPF 50 upstairs.
Oh, well, that's good to know on the last day.
You know, it'd probably be more effective than wrapping yourself up like the mummy and shielding yourself from the sun.
Well, Greg, you've got your methods, and I've got mine.
All right, September 6th, Abby, you're on a mission, skin to win, something like that to please the crew. I don't know how it's going to work, but that's, you know, you've been called out.
I'm bringing Nikki and Denise. What more could they possibly want?
Good point. All right, more coming up from the Bahamas. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting 2 television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You came all the way down here
for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yes, this is truly heaven if you are a scuba-holic. We're on board the Caribbean Explorer One liveaboard just off the coast of Conception Island in the Bahamas right now. And, you know, we're almost done from our, you know, doing our little broadcast. It's time to have a beer and then retire for the evening. Because we've been working hard. Five dives a day. All you do is dive, eat, and sleep. It pretty much is a scuba-holic's dream come true. Captain Lowell, you've been running a very nice ship. And, you know, we're coming back in September. Are you going to have us back, you think? You know, you've just seen the tip of the iceberg with Scuba Radio's influence on one of these things. Do you think the Explorer Ventures crew here on the CX-1 can handle it?
It's really not up to me to decide whether if you come back or not. It's really up to the office, so I would have to say yes.
Okay, he'll just go with the flow, is what he's saying.
Super reassuring, Lowell. Thanks.
He has no idea what he just stepped in, but that's okay.
Bring it's more bikinis.
More bikinis. We can do this. It can be, it's a challenge. Oh, well, there, okay. What are you going to do?
We're bringing bikinis and extra chicks, so no worries, Jeff.
But if you want me to put on a thong,
again?
Oh, that just, see, yeah, Captain Lowell's shaking his head like, holy crap. But anyway, yeah, look, if you want to go on an Explorer Ventures liveaboard like the CX-1, I mean, they got five vessels in the fleet. They're all top-notch. I've done three of them now, and I got to say, they are quite impressive. ExplorerVentures.com on the web. Abby, this is your second. You would recommend it to all your friends, right?
Absolutely. I have been recommending Explorer Ventures to all of my friends. And, I mean, obviously, we wouldn't promote anything on the radio show that we didn't actually enjoy ourselves. And we take a lot of these trips, so we make sure that they're good, and they never disappoint.
The food is awesome. The diving's spectacular. And the company ain't half bad either, especially when Scuba Radio's on board and you have a great crew like we do here on the CX-1. Remember, September 6th, we're coming back, and you can join us. Call Explorer Ventures. Just get their phone number, explorerventures.com, and reserve that spot today because we're doing a different itinerary. Wild dolphins in the afternoon. That's what we'll be cruising with. It's going to be impressive stuff. Trust me, after spending a week on board down here in San Salvador, Conception Island, and Long Key, it don't get much better than that. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.